In the beginning of Parshas Matis, in the first Aliyah from Rishon to Sheni, the Torah tells us the din of Nedarim. Now, as we learned many times, that all inyanim of Torah, you have the way the inyanim are api pashtos, and then you have the way the inyanim are in pnimis inyanim, derech chassidus. But these aren't two separate inyanim and parts of Torah, rather, one is connected and built on the other. In order to understand the depth of the inyanim, the way there are api pnimis inyanim, we first have to understand the way the inyanim are api pashtos. And dafka, from understanding the inyanim, the way they're properly api pashtos, we'll be able to understand the depth of the inyanim, the way they are api pnimis atera. So the first thing, lamzach upstalin, to learn over here kami inyanim in the parshas and dodim, the way it's api pashtos, aksuvim, the way it's in pshuto shel mikra, and that will be the stepping stone to be able to understand the tatum, lashon neira, the chiddush inyanim, the way it is api pnimis inyanim. In order to understand the Parshas HaNedarim, the way it's bepashtos, and what the Torah is coming to teach us over here, would be kedai to learn through the Psukim, akapanim, the Teichen of the Psukim Ikrim, but again in Parshas HaNedarim, with the Biyurim, where Rashi is Masbir in Pshuta Shal Mikra, and through understanding these Psukim, the Rashi is Masbir in Pshuta Shal Mikra, we'll be able to understand what's the Parshas HaInyan, and that will lead us to understand what's the Inyan of Pipnimius. So let's start. The Parsha starts in Pedek Lamed, Pasuk Beis. The Parsha on the Dharm starts as follows. The Pasuk says, "By Dabir Meshal Rashi Amatis of the Yisrael Lemir." The Mesha spoke to the Rashi Amatis. Mesha Rabbeinu spoke to the heads of the Shvatim, and he told them as follows: "Zeh Adaver Shatziva Hashem. This is the thing that the Ebesha commanded us." Not, and he goes on to tell them the Parsha on the Dharm. Now, before we go into the actual Parsha on the Dharm, this pasuk for itself stands out as not the usual way that Meshe Rabbeinu gives over a tzivui to the Yidden. We usually have a Dabir Hashem Meshe Lemer, Dabir Abnei Yisrael, something of that nature. Over here we have that Meshe Rabbeinu spoke lechatchila to the Rashi Amatis, Livnei Yisrael. He didn't speak directly right away with the Yidden. He spoke first to the Rashi Amatis, to the head of the Shvatim. What's the pshat in them? So Rashi explains right away, the first Rashi in the Parsha, the Chalak Kovid LaNasim, the Lamdim Tchila V'Chakach L'Chob Bnei Yisrael. The Meshe Rabbeinu gave Kovid for the Nasim, to the Nasim of the Shvatim, that he taught them first. The Dinim that the Ebesha told Meshe Rabbeinu, he taught them first to the Nasim, and then afterwards he went on and taught to the rest of the Yidden. Now, Rashi goes on to explain that this is not something that occurred only by Parshas HaNedarim, rather by old Sivuim that the Ebesha told Meshe Rabbeinu, he first told it and sheared it with the Rashi Amatis, with the heads of the Shvatim, and only afterwards did he teach it to the rest of the Yidden. The Shaila is, though, if that's the case, that Meshe Rabbeinu always was Chalak Kavod LaNasim, that he gave them, he taught them first the Dini HaTeira, and only afterwards did he teach the Yidden, why did the Teira find it necessary to emphasize this Inyan, Dafka, by the Din of Nedarim? So Rashi continues, and he says, Ma Ra L'Amram Kan, why did the Teira Dafka find to tell us this special covet that Meshe Rabbeinu gave to the Nasim by the Din of Nedarim? So Rashi explains that it's not just randomly over here. No, this goof is teaching us a din. What's the din that the Torah is trying to teach us? Lamech ha'faras Nedarim b'yachid mumcha v'im ein yachid mumcha meifer b'shleisha adyetis. That the din of Nedarim, which you're going to learn soon, that also entails the din of ha'faras ha'nedarim, the din that you could be meifer a neder, you could take a part of neder. So how do you take apart a neder? How you make it a neder? So we hear about that this din of Afaras and Nedarim was told to the Rashi Amatis, in other words, the special Yidden, to the heads of the Yidden. So the Torah is teaching you that you're made for a neder with a Yachid Mumcha, that even one individual, even though he's not a Bezdin, and even though he's not three, he's only a Yachid, about that he's a Mumcha, like Alderech, like Rashi Amatis, one of such nature couldn't be made for a neder by himself. And if in a scenario that you don't have a Yachid Mumcha, then you need to have Shleish Ataka. Okay, that's what we learn out from Rashi Amatis. The Pasuk goes on and says also an interesting Lashon, and says, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the thing that the Eibishter commanded us. The Lashon Zeh HaDavar is not a usual Lashon when it comes to Seh HaTzivui. So Rashi learns in the next Rashi, Zeh HaDavar, says Rashi right away, a second pshat, what Zeh HaDavar? Zeh HaDavar Miyotu. The Torah is telling us, Zeh HaDavar, this is the thing. In other words, it's coming to be Mayit and not something else. What's the Torah coming to be Mayit? What's the special din we learn out from Zeh HaDavar? that in the halacha of afaras hanedarim, which we're going to go on to learn soon, there are two that can be made for a neder. We have the yachid mumcha, the chacham that can be made for a neder that we just learned about. And then, like we'll learn later on in the parsha, we have the husband or the father of the woman which makes a neder, which can be made for a neder. Tells us the Teda that there's a difference the way the husband and the father are made for the neder, or the way the chacham is made for the neder. That the husband and the father have to be made for the neder, b'lashon afara. What the vartel of afara means that they're made for the neder, mekana lahaba, for the future. And the uftu is of the chacham, that the chacham takes apart the neder, b'lashon atara, a chacham atas, a neder, mirikare, the chacham takes like there was a chatchilin on neder. And if the chacham does it in a way of afara, or the father does it in a way of atara, in other words, if the father or the husband tried to do it mirikare, the chatchil, which retroactively there was no neder, or the chacham does it in a way that it's only mekana lahaba, doesn't work. The zehadav, it has to be done in this particular fashion, this particular eifelent, where the Teda tells us that the chacham does it retroactively in a way of atara, and the baal and the av do it in a way of lahaba, in a way of afara. That's what we learn from the unique style, the way this din is represented, el rashi amatis, and from zehadavar. Two dinim in the inyanim of afaras hanedarim, that afaras hanedarim could be done, number one, with yachid mumcha, and number two, that there's this particular style, the way each one has to be made for the neder, the chacham, l'mafreya, and the father, and the husband, lahaba. This is all the introduction to the din of nedarim. Then starts the actual din of nedarim. What's the first din in nedarim? Says the Teda Vayit in Pasuk Gimel, that ish ki yidin neder la'Hashem, that if a person is going to make a neder to the Eibishter, or yishav ha'shvua, le'asi iser al nafshe, or make a shvua. Now, it tells us the Teda, le'yachal dvarei, ke'ayetzim mipiv yaseh. He must do, he must obey, he must fulfill what he said he was going to do. What's this lashon that the Teda uses? Le'yachal dvarei. So the Targum Unkelus explains right away that what does it mean? Le'yachol dvarei teaches the Targum Unkelus le'yivatel pizgami, that he shouldn't be mevatel his words. He said he was going to do something. The Torah is giving a command that when a person makes a neder or a person makes a shvuah, le'yachol dvarei, he can't be mevatel. Le'yachol means he can't be mevatel his words. He must do what he said. In other words, le'yachol dvarei is a command that he's not allowed to be mevatel what he said. And Rashi, on the other hand, learns differently. And Rashi learns le'yachol dvarei isn't a tzivui. Liachol dvarev is a nesinus tam. What's a nesinus tam? Zaknashi. What does it mean? Liachol dvarev. Zaknashi. Kamei liachol dvarev. Liyase dvarev chulin. Zaknashi learned the words liachil, that it's from lashon chalo and lashon chulin. And the Torah is telling us why a person that makes a neder or a shvua kolayetz mipiv yase. Why taka? So it's not just tam that he has a chiyuv, like the Targum Unkelus says, that he should be mevatel his words. The Teda is giving you an nesinus tam, that a person, a yid, is not allowed to make his words chulin. When you say something and you don't fulfill what you're saying, you're making your words chulin, you're making your words cheap. You're making your words not significant. And a person has a chiyuv, liachol dvarei, he has to understand that his words have significance. There's nothing which is umzis, there's nothing which is chulin, there's nothing which is not meaningful. And therefore, what's the sinus tam of kol yas, kayetim, mipiv yasa? Because he should not make his words chulin. That's the first din in the din of nedarim. And that's l'chura, the yisad of the din of nedarim. That when a yid makes a neder, he must fulfill his neder. And like we learned, the way Rashi explained to us why, because l'yasa dvar of chulin. Then the Torah goes on for another 13 psukim to tell us a new halacha, a very interesting halacha. That in a scenario that a yid did make a neder, particularly a woman made a neder, then, although we learn to hakel yachol dvarei, yeah, nevertheless, the Torah is teaching us a chiddush that there's a din of afaras haneder. What's the din of afaras haneder? That depending on which status the isha was, whether she was beves avia, whether she was an arusa, whether she was a nasua, or whether she was a grusha or almana, there's a din of afaras haneder that the husband or the father, or in a case of a regular yid, the chachem has the right and has the ability to be mefer a neder. Mekamachon eis neder, you can be mevatel the neder. And like we learned before, like Rashi told us, whether in a way of mikara, or in a way of mekana lahaba. And this the Torah tells us with great detail in 13 psukim. But the end of the parashas hanedarim, in pasuk yud zayin, the Torah concludes, and the Torah makes a sort of sikum of all the dinim of what we learned in parashas hanedarim.
And the Torah concludes in Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Zayin and says, "Ela chukim asher siva Hashem es Meisha." These are the chukim that the Eibusha told Meisha ben Negea to the union of Nedarim ben Ish li Ishtei, ben Av li Bitei ben Ura b'Saviya, between a father and his daughter, between a husband and a wife and her husband, ben Negea to the union of Nedarim. And that's with that is Mistayim, the Parsha of Nedarim. Now, if we analyze what we just learned, we'll find that there are kama shverikait in Pashat over here in Pshut Shemikah, which are hard to understand. Ba'akdame. The way we learned now, the Parsha Saksuvim, we understand that the Parsha of Nedarim, very generally, is based into two parts. We have the Yisod of the Parsha of Nedarim, and then we have the Prati Adinim, which come afterwards. The Yisod in Parshas HaNedarim is what we learned the Pasuk Gimel is Liyachul Dvare Kol Hayitzim Mipiv Yasa, that a Yid has a Chiyuv. The Torah is telling us Halacha that when a Yid makes a Neder, you have to be Mekayim your Neder. Whether the way the Unkelus learns that it's a Tzivui Levata Pizgamei, or the way Rashi learns that it's in the Sinas Tam Liyasa Dvarev Chulin, that's the way the difference is in how they tie Shliyachul Dvare. But the Din, the Etzim Din of the Pasuk of Kol Hayitzim Mipiv Yasa, is very clear. The Yisod of the Inyan of Nedarim, that a Yid has a Chiyuv Timim Mekayim his neder. Then only comes the chura number two, which is after we understand that there's a din of a neder, and that you must be mekayim the din of the neder, then comes number two and tells you that when in a certain situation you have a neder and you want to get it out of the neder, kamash palanateda, that there's a din of a faras on the darim. And then here there's pratim or pirtei pratim. But that's seemingly only number two, which comes after the etzem yisoda inyan. The problem is that from the Rashis that we learned before, we see something very different. Let's start with the end, with the sikkum of the dinim. By the end of the parsha, like we said before in Pasuk Yudzayin, where the Torah comes to be mesakim the din of nedarim, the Torah says Eila chukim asher tziva Hashem es Meisha, and right away, what are the chukim? He says right away, ben ish li ishtei, that is the way the baal is made for a neder, ben av li bitei, the way a father is made for a neder. That's all the sikkum of the din of a faras hanedarim. But the etzem din, they have to be mekayim the neder, kolayetim v'piv yasa, the Torah is not mesakim. Kilo neimer, we had a yisod, we had a binyan, and it comes to be mesakim, the Torah kilo ignores, so to say, the yisod inyan of the yisod of the core of the din of nedarim. They have to be mekayim your neder, and it only mentions the pratim. It doesn't go into the core inyan. Now, b'etzem, al-pi pshut shemikir, will be able to explain this, because the Pasuk gives Agdam, and the Pasuk says, Eila Chukim, that the din, all the dinim, the 13 Pesukim of the din of Nedarim, the Torah calls Chukim, because it's Taka on Inyan of a mitzvah, Shein Beitam. Why is the mitzvah of Nedarim worked after in such a way? And with these Prati Adinim, that the Torah was Mefadet over here, what's the Tamo Inyan? So the Prati Adinim of Nedarim are Taka Chukim. Mashenk in the original din, the Yisod Adin, that Kalayitim Mipiv Yasa, like we learned before, especially according to Rashi, that's not a chukah. Fakayet, it's a logical inyan. Liyasa dvar of chulin. So therefore, the etzim din of kolayetim yipiv yasa, the core of the din of nedarim, can go into one roof, into one sikkum, under the title of eila chukim, together with the prati anedarim, because the prati anedarim is the inyan of chukim. Mashenkin, the yisada anedarim of kolayetim yipiv yasa is not a chukim. Aber hagufa tzarech bir. Why did the Torah find to be misakim by the end of the parsha of Nedarim, only the pratim, only the mistayif, only the binyan, which are chukim, and the yisoda inyan, which isn't a chayik, the Torah didn't find to include it in the sikkum apsukim. What's the main shverikait over here? The main shverikait over here that this a shayla of a shtelzach and pshutu shamikra, it's a clear shayla in the psukim, and Rashi doesn't ask anything. Rashi is not misakiv on it. Rashi doesn't ask, and Rashi doesn't answer. Now we know the derech in Pirush Rashi that Rashi takes upon himself to point out all the shverikaitin that there are in Pshut Shemikra. In other words, even such a shayla in Pshut Shemikra, which Rashi doesn't have an answer for, Rashi writes clearly many times in Yideya, he doesn't know what it's coming to teach us. He doesn't know what it's coming to be mefarish. In other words, that when there's a nekuda of a shayla, Rashi points it out. And even if he doesn't have an answer, he says he doesn't have an answer. And when Rashi does not miss Akiv on a Shaila, which seemingly is there in Pshut Shemikah Muzman Zagin, one of two things, either Rashi already was metadet it before, or it's talking on a Shaila, Pshut Shemikah. So from the fact that Rashi is not miss Akiv on this Shaila, that why in the Sikkim of all the Parshas on Nedarim, didn't the Tate include the main seemingly din of Nedarim, that you have to be mekayim your neder is because it comes out, we see clearly from Pirush Rashi that Rashi holds it's not a shayla. That's one shayla we have to understand. Another nekuda we have to understand is what we mentioned before. Is in the beginning of the first pasuk when we brought that the unique style that this tzivu is given to, that it was given in a way al roshei amatis livnei Yisrael, that it was given lechatzchila to be lach lekavod anasiim. So Rashi asks right away, why dafka over here in Parshas Hanedarim do we find a need to be lach lekavod anasiim? So we learned before that Rashi says that it's coming to teach us a din. What's the din that it's coming to teach us? That the din of Afaras Hanedarim that we learned in the 13th Psukim, the continuation of the Parsha, could be done by Yachid Mumcha, like we learned before. The Chud of the same Shailov is over here is also. From the fact that the Teda brought this style of delivering a Tzivu in this unique Eifin al Rashi Amatis Dafka by Nedarim, they definitely teach us that there's a unique connection between the Rashi Amatis to the din of Nedarim. That's no question. The Shaila is, again, why are we saying that the unique connection between the Rashi Amatis to the Din of Nedarim is only in the Mistayif, is only in the step 2, is only in the Din of Afaras HaNedarim, and not in the core Din, in the Din of Kiyam HaNedarim, of Kol Yetzim Mipiv Yasa. We're jumping again, right away, to the Pratim, and to the Binyan, and to the number 2, and we're excluding the number 1 again, the Etzim Din of Kiyam HaNedarim. And the same thing is in the next Rashi that we said before. Zeh Adavar, and Rashi learns in the second Pirush that it's coming to be Memayit. What's the meal that the Torah is coming to tell us? A certain unique style, how Afaras HaNedarim has to happen. That it's not a limud when you get to the Etzem Inyan of Kiyam HaNedarim, the Yesod, and the Binyan of the Din of the Danim. Rather, Dafka, in the secondary, in the Binyan, what comes afterwards in the Din of Afaras HaNedarim. So we have over here three Rashis. Number one, the fact that Kavod L'Anasim, we learn out Dafka B'negeta Afaras HaNedarim. Number two, B'negeta Zeh HaDavar, that comes to B'negeta being a Miyad, B'negeta Afaras HaNedarim. And mainly that in the Sikkim of the Parsha, that the Teda is only Misakim, the Afaras HaNedarim, and not the Etzim Kim HaNedarim. And like mentioned before, mainly, that Rashi is not Misakim on it. Not this is something which is Shven Epshut HaShemikra. Nervadan, like we mentioned before, from the fact that the Rashi is not misakev on it, thus Gufa tells us that according to Rashi it's not a shayla. What's the beer in them? So the beer in them, bi'etzem, if you think about it, l'chura, has l'chura a very pashtistic explanation. This nekuda, that when a person makes a neder, kalayetzim mipiv yasa, you have to keep what you're saying, is adavra pashut. The seich l'pashut is mechayiv, that when a person says something, he has to be mechayiv of what he says. There's for sure a unique twist to this din in this parsha. Like we mentioned before, liyachol dvari, that a person has to be mekayim what he says, not just because that he shouldn't be a liar, not just that he should be honest, not just that he should be trustworthy. Rashi says liyasa dvar chulin, which is a unique tzivu, it's a unique insight, which we have to understand. What does it mean liyasa dvar chulin? True, this is a new kvetch that we didn't hear of before. But the etzem core of the idea that when a person says something, you have to keep what you're saying. You're an honest person. If you're a trustworthy person, when you say something, you keep to what you say. Alach has come when a person goes ahead and doesn't just say that he's going to do something, doesn't just commit to do something. He takes a shvuah, he makes a neder, which that means that he's taking a strong commitment and the obligation to fulfill what he's saying. So I have to tell you a chiddush that when you commit very strongly and you promise and you swear that you're going to do a certain thing, that you have to fulfill what you're doing, and you're a normal person. A normal person, b'chlal, does what he says, if he's a trustworthy person, alach is kam if he took a neder. This is a concept that we find in Teda b'chlal. This is not a chiddush of this parsha. The concept of swearing, and making a neder, and making a krisis bris, is something that we find throughout the entire Teda. Now, we find the chumash b'reishis many times. There was the krisis bris that Avraham Avinu made with Avi Melech. There was the krisis bris that Yitzchak made with Avi Melech. What was the idea of the krisis bris? This covenant, this strong commitment, was something that they committed themselves to do something. Now it's a davar pashut that if they committed themselves to do something with the whole ceremony of a krisis bris which was made, obviously it means that they're going to fulfill what they do. Moreover, the din of neder we find clearly in the Teda. The Teda tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, the Yaakov Avinu ran away from the Esav. And he came to Be'er Sheva, and he went to sleep, and he had a dream. And the Eibishter promised him that he's going to be with him. And Yaakov Avinu gets up in the morning, and he makes a neder, and V'yidu Yaakov neder lemer, and he promises that if the Eibishter will be with him and b'shavti b'shalom el beis aviv, he'll take this Evan that he slept on and he'll make it a matzeva, he'll make it a beis elikim, he'll bring karbanis there, and he promises the Eibishter that he's going to bring karbanis if the Eibishter will keep his promise. And what's the story at the end of Parshat Vayetze? That when Yaakov Avinu was ready to leave Charan's house, and Yaakov Avinu was telling Rachel and Leah that it's time to go, he was telling him the dream that he had, that a Malach Hashem came to him and told him that Anechi Akel, base Kale, that I'm the Eibishter, that you made for me a Matzeva over there. And the Pasuk says that Shenadarta Lisham Neder, that you made a Neder to me, and about that you made a Neder to me, that you're going to make a Matzeva, in other words, that you have to, Tzarechat Lashalme, says Rashi. You said that you're going to make it a base of Lakim. You said you're going to bring Karbanis. It's time to keep your promise. With that, it's before Matan Torah, to Davar HaPashut. That when you, if you made a Ve'idah Yankim Neder, you have to keep your promise and fulfill what you're saying. Moreover, we find in the Dini HaTeira Gufa until Parshas Matis, we find many Dinim of Nedarim. By the end of Parshas Bechukesa, we have a massive Arichis Menegeh, the Din of Erchin. And the whole idea of Erchin over there is that the Torah says when a person, Kiafli Ish Neder, when a person is going to make a certain Neder of Erchin, so the Torah goes on to a long Arichis to say, how much is the Erchin of a person, the Erchin of his home, and so on and so forth. But the etzim fact that he has to keep his Neder, that the Torah doesn't tell us. Nazir. We have a whole Parshas Nazir we learned a few weeks ago in Parshas Nasi. When a person becomes a Nazir, comes to Torah and tells you, komedi dinim, what you have to do when you're a Nazir. But the etzim fact that when you made a Neder, that you're going to be a Nazir, that you have to keep your Neder, it's chalamayka mashmul, it's chadavar apashat. That's chadavar apashat, that a person has to keep his Neder. So therefore, Rash comes out, l'chura, from the way Rashi learns, the Parshas Aksuvim over here is, that although it seems like we learned the Pesukim before, that Meisha Rabbein is telling the Rashi Amatis two things. That he's telling him, number one, Pasuk Gimel, that Ish ki yidin neder l'Hashem, there's a tzivui of kalayetzim b'piv yasa. And then number two, comes the binyan, the din of afaras ha-nedarim, like we said before, and that's what comes out of Pashtos. But from the fact that the Tate is not doesn't include the din of kim ha-nedarim in the sikkim of the Parsha, and Rashi is not mis'akev on it, that the etzem din pasuk gimel is not the chiddush of this parsha. The dinim of that Meish Rabbeinu told the Rashi Amatis pasuk gimel is not the pshat that it's at sivui kalayetzim mipiv yasa, and only then this parsha is on the dadim. Now according to Rashi comes out fakar. The Meish Rabbeinu is telling the Rashi Amatis as follows: Vaydaber Meish Rashi Amatis l'Neisrael Emer, the pasuk gimel that we know. From the slang, we know this all along, that when a person makes a neder, that he must keep his neder, like we said before, like we find by Avraham and Avimelech, like we find by Yaakov Avinu, like we spoke by the din of Erchin, like we spoke by the din of Nazir, this is a seichel ha-pasha that everybody understands. Like the Torah commanded us, midvar sheket tirchak, don't say a lie. Now obviously, this is not the same thing as saying a lie. Midvar sheket tirchak means a person says a lie l'chatzchila. Over here, we're talking about a person that intended l'chatzchila, he thought he would be able to do it, and he's not going to do it, so it's going to come out that it was a lie. But nevertheless, the Lashon HaPasuk with Dvar Sheker Tirchak means stay away from any inyan of a lie, meaning to say that even initially you thought you'd be able to do it, and now you seemingly you're not ready to do it, Dav Sich Anstrengen, because with Dvar Sheker Tirchak, don't be a liar. Make sure, Kol Yitzim Mipiv Yasa, make sure that happens. Says, Meishar Ben to the Rashi Amatis, this we know. And fulfilling what a person says, Meitzah Sesecha Tishmer, is such a strenge inyan, and it's such a serious inyan. Nevertheless, I want to tell you today a chiddush. I want to tell you today a new din. That what? This neder that we know all along that a person must keep. You should know there's a loophole. There's a concept called the faras ha-nedarim. There's a way of getting out of a neder. And that's elach chukim asher tziva Hashem es meisher. The din of Parshas Matis is not the din of kiyum ha-neder. It's not a yisod and a binyan. The Yisod we know from before. That's not the Chiddush over here. What's Eilach Chukim Asher Tziva Hashem Es Meisher? The Meisher told to the Rashi Amatis is the din of Afaras HaNedarim, and only the din of Afaras HaNedarim. That's the Chiddush over here. Al Pizeh will understand all the three questions we had in Pshut Hashem Mikra. Why the Torah doesn't include it in Pasuk Yud Zayin? Because that's not the Chiddush like we said before. And Rashi is not misakiv on it. Because Zadavra Pashut, that the din of Pasuk Gimel Kol Yitzim Piv Yasa, that a person must fulfill what he says. That's a davra tasechla pashut. Rashi in Pashtus, the Bechamash Lamikra understands that you don't have to explain this to somebody. It's a davra pashut. And therefore, it's not nichlal vayta. Rashi daftas nishba varnin. Now, that's understood, that's the davar pasha, and therefore the chiddush of the parsha is dafka, the din of afaras ha'nedarim. Therefore, we understand that when we come to be chalik kovid la'nasim, dafka b'negeh to the din of nedarim, it's not b'negeh to the etzim din of nedarim, the etzim kiyum of nedarim, because that's not the chiddush of this parsha. Nor v'den, it has to be negeh to afaras ha'nedarim. That what? That you can be mefer aneder, b'yachid mumcha. When the Tate says a lashon of a miyut zeh adavar, that is a certain oif in the way nedarim have to happen. So it's not going to get to the etzem inyan on nedarim, the kim on nedarim, because that's not the chiddush of this parsha. No, but then it has to be neged to the afaras on nedarim, like Rashi explains that the chacham is made for a neder mi karei, mashenkin the avon baal can only be made for the neder makana lahaba. Kum days from them that are pipilt shamikah to be misakim. What's the din of parsis matis? There is obviously the 13 psukim with many pratim and pirti pratim, and like the Torah calls it by the end, they are chukim. But what's the nekud of yirm negiah to pshut shemikah? That what's the definition? What's the title of parshas hanadonim or parshas matis? That it's not the etzim din that a yid has to be mekayim is neder. Although the Torah did tell us a new der head over here, like we'll learn about this soon, about liyachol dvari, that liyasa dvar of chulin. That's a new nesinas tam. That's a new insight why a yid has to be mekayim is neder. Because the parshas why a person has to be mekayim is neder, like we said before, is you're a trustworthy person. Don't be a liar. Over here, the Torah is telling us a new der head, liyachol dvari. Not liyasid bar of chulin, but that's only a new insight. But the etzem din is something that we knew from before. So what's the pshutush mikra? What's the din of nedarim? The din of nedarim is the chiddush of parshas matas. The din of nedarim is the din of afaras ha'nedarim. Now that we understand this concept that the chiddush of parshas matas is the din of afaras ha'nedarim, we'll be able to understand what's the tatum lashon eira that we can learn out from the din of afaras ha'nedarim in avedas Hashem.